I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench, our second hour. So the championship game of the Summer League went down, and it was anything but good. It was a blowout. The Kings won the title, and they kicked the Celtics' ass 100-67. That game was terrible. I mean, it was just absolutely atrocious. And King had 21. Ramsey had 16. Murky had 10. I have no idea who any of these players are. Terry had 9. I know this guy, Mitchell, who everybody loves. He gets all the attention. He had 9 and 7 dimes. He's the great defender out of Baylor, right? Isn't that him, Carver High? And then, you know, how funny is it that they were bragging about this guy, Peyton Pritchard, right? That he had 92 points in a pro-am game up in Seattle or something over the weekend. Guess he shot his wad on Saturday playing in the pro-am when he had 92 points. Because tonight in the title game, he had 6 points.
Guess strong effort.
Must be pretty easy taking on those fat white guys in the pro-am game that he lit up. But when it came down to, you know, push and shove, he had 6 when it mattered most. He averaged 20 in the Summer League and had 6 tonight. That's called you lose. And the other guy that gets all the love, he actually had a decent game. Led him in scoring was the kid Edwards out of Purdue that's been there for a couple years in Boston. He had 15.
You blew it!
Naismith had 12. But they got their ass beat tonight, Carver High. That was not even a championship game. And then afterwards, they had a trophy celebration. They all got, I don't even know, medals. And then they gave them a trophy, and they gave an MVP trophy. They did a photo shoot. I mean, all of it on television, on ESPN. And I was like, wow, they're getting a little carried away with the rookie league title, aren't they? I mean,
does seem like a lot for.
No one cares that they won.
They didn't even do the normal tournament. Like usually, the end of the summer league, like the 8 best teams, like they put them in a bracket. They didn't even do that. They were like, these 2 teams played the best, We'll just make them the championship game. Like it's so dopey that to have all these awards afterwards. Did they give the biggest mouth to Jalen Green? Did he get the biggest mouth award of the Summer League?
He's going to get that tomorrow when they hand out the Summer League seasonal awards at the red carpet show that ESPN will be doing in Las Vegas for the Summer League. Let me ask you this question. Who was last year's Summer League champs? Because you won't remember that the Kings won this in 3 weeks from now. We welcome our radio affiliates, all of them. Every single one of yous. Sirius, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. More to come. God bless all of you.
The only time that I have ever remembered a performance from the Summer League, and I couldn't tell you ever who won, anything ever like that. The only time I remember an individual performance from the Summer League was when, this had to be what, like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we were watching in the summer doing the show at night at CBS, and there was that summer where Thon Maker was just going off every night, and we sat there every night rooting for our boy Thon Maker bringing the thunder. Other than that, I couldn't tell you anything anybody ever did in the Summer League.
And whatever happened to Thon Maker?
Yeah, exactly. Echo for Thon Maker.
Your boy Bryce Harper just hit a home run, his 22nd.
Another one,
year.
or is that the one from before? I saw him hit. That might have been this one that he hit before.
I've only seen one, so
that's
let me
probably
give you an update. It's 1-0.
Yeah, so
So that's the home run. There you go. The Padres game is 4-3 Rockies in the bottom of the seventh. The Pirates Dodgers scoreless in the third. The Pirates have a runner at third with one out. How about your boy? The Crow flies.
The Crow getting involved. He had first and third, one out in the first, got out of it. First and second, one out in the second, got out of it. Both innings with no runs. The Crow. Flying high. Did they just score a run? Oh, that didn't score a run. A little grounder back in the middle. The Pirates had a man on third with less than two outs and couldn't get him in.
So I have to tell you, we'll keep our eyes on all these games, the ones that matter. By the way, the Giants lead the Mets.
Tatis did homer, by the way, for the Padres to get them back in that game. I know that they're down. Well, Tatis does have a homer tonight for San Diego.
There you go. Oh, yeah, in the seventh inning. 450-foot blast, a bomb. But now Colorado just did it again. Blackman with a homer. Two-run shot. It's 6-3. Cronenworth homered in that game as well. I got a lot to talk about with you coming back on the bench. All right, so I was watching the show tonight, just, you know, I was watching the Yankees or whatever. I had that going. And then I watched this thing, Carver High. You probably haven't seen it. Did you know? Because I didn't even know about all this stuff. I wasn't up on it or aware of it. Did you know about, like, Val Kilmer's, like, throat cancer and all that?
I did know about it, yes. I know that he's been sick the last few years.
Oh, I'm just sitting there, and I just couldn't even believe it. So he made this movie about his life. I don't know if you've seen this. It's like on Prime, Amazon Prime or whatever.
I have not seen it.
But did you know that there was a movie out about him?
I thought I had seen something, you know, just from, you know, whenever you turn the Fire Stick on there and the Amazon Prime, like the previews kind of flash across the screen. I thought I had seen something with him, but right. Have not really dove deep into it.
Well, he does it with his son, right? And I guess he's got a daughter and a son and blah, blah, blah. And then all I know is I just was blown away because I didn't know he had gone through all that. I just knew him as the actor, right? And I'd always thought he was a good actor. And I mean, he's been in so many movies over the years. So, you know, a few really good ones and a lot of, I guess you could say, bad ones. I mean, you know, if you look at actors, they go through, you know, phases, right, where they're either hot or they're not. and they have a lot of jobs over the length of their career, most of them anyway, and they're in some good movies, and they're in, you know, a lot of average movies, you could definitely say, right? Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. They all are in good movies and average movies, right? Some of them are great, a few are good, and the rest are either bad or average, right? So he's been in tons of movies, and I've seen him in a ton of movies. And I just, you know, I was blown away at some of his stuff, like when he played Jim Morrison and stuff like that. I always thought he was really good. I couldn't even fathom what I was watching when I saw him all. He had that throat button thing going. Sounded like me. And he had his throat removed in whatever, cancer surgery. So they took his like voice box out and his throat and his whole deal. He had throat cancer. And I mean, to tell you, I didn't even recognize him. It like, he looked like, it's funny, he's like my age, right? Meanwhile, he looks like he's about 90. And I couldn't even believe it. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. But the story was so great about his life and his father and his mother and his little brother died drowning when he had an epileptic seizure. And then they show his life in the Juilliard in New York as an actor, as a young kid. And he was acting with Sean Penn and Kevin Bacon and many others that you'd recognize in all the movies. He showed audition tapes for everything, Full Metal Jacket, everything. All of his movies, Batman, The Doors, whatever, Jim Morrison, whatever the hell that was. All of them, Salt and Sea, every movie he ever did. And then in the end, when he was doing the Mark Twain stuff before he got throat cancer, it was a trip, dude. I got to tell you, I was freaked out. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And it was really cool. At the same time, it was really kind of sad and eerie and depressing and bizarre. And it made you think. And it was pretty trippy, I got to tell you. So I don't know if you could handle that, but I did watch it.
Well,
it was pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
look, I think his two best roles ever was when he played real life figures, which of course Doc Holliday in Tombstone and Jim Morrison in The Doors. Those two right there are the signature Val Kilmer performances for me. Those two.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that because the whole like most of the two biggest, you know, at three Batman.
Yeah,
he really didn't like Batman. He never really got to act in Batman. He just had to wear that suit and it ruined him. He couldn't hear. He could, you know, it weighed him down. He couldn't do anything in it. He barely had lines in that movie, but the two movies that he did love the most were Tombstone and playing Jim Morrison. So, they showed a lot of the Doc Holliday stuff from Tombstone. And then they showed him doing all the Comic-Con stuff and going around the country and signing autographs for money. And they showed him to blow through all his money. They showed him sell off his land. He had land in New Mexico, tons of it, thousands of acres that his father had bought in Hollywood and in New Mexico. And he sold it all to pay off his debts. He ended up marrying this actress and they were married. They had kids and everything. And then they got divorced eventually. And you know, to be Mark Twain, he had to sell his land just to pay for it to happen basically at the end of his career, because he doesn't act anymore. The whole thing was crazy. You got to see it.
Wow.
All right. Do we have John in Georgia?
We do.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, I'm just wondering, do you have good erection quality?
Anyway, I don't even know what this dude wants to talk about. You got to be some kind of freak or something, like coming in here with that kind of low ball. I mean, what do you think this is, bro? The porno hour? I mean, honestly, and let me tell you something, dude. I've done every kind of radio known to man. You couldn't faze me if you tried. You understand? You stupid ass.
We used to get so much better than that. I mean, that's not even.
Honestly, like, that's not even an asshat to even like call up like that. Like, how much of a tool are you in life to think that you're funny? Like, do you actually think that you're cool? dude, you've got to be a complete loser. It's so funny to me that you would like think that you could phase me of all people. I mean, Carver, did I not like set the standard for being the filthiest thing ever in radio? I mean, like bottom line, like, I mean, certainly in sports, the dirtiest ever.
No doubt.
I didn't get hired by Howard Stern because I can't handle your, you know, erection questions.
I mean, honestly, you gotta do better. You gotta do better.
smoke some purple and go to bed. You'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
Like,
I don't even, here's the thing with me. You ask me a question like that or any stupid question ever, and I'm just like leather. I mean, do you know what I have been through on the radio, doing dirty radio, doing clean radio, doing nice, friendly family radio? And then I got drips like you coming around thinking you're funny. I mean, like, dude, I can't even tell you that you just like made the you know, the male organ of the month club. You're in. You are the male organ of the month. And congratulations, you loser. I mean, honestly, dude, do I need that, Carver High? Like, what is it, Tuesday?
I mean, if you're going to
want to talk about my D, is that what you want?
Yeah, but like, you got to come
in. Is that what you want, bro? John,
you gotta
is that what you're looking for? A little D tonight? Little D party?
You got to come in stronger than that. Like,
John,
honestly,
you want a little? Hey, Carver High, get out the KY. John's ready. He wants a little D. John just wants to lube up. He's ready. Oh, you know what? This will get John turned on. Thursday morning at 11, I go see Dr. Garden. He's going to put his entire hand in my garage door, spin my flower. And when he does that, maybe I'll tell him you called me up on Tuesday night to talk about my D. How's that sound, John? You stupid ass. All right, so, you know, I never really got your opinion on it, Carver High, which I'd like to, and I'm not talking about my D either. I'm talking about Bauer, your boy, the Predator. If, you know, I know you watch that stuff, or I know you've read it. I know you've looked at it. I know you've heard me reading it. Talking about it. I mean, honestly. So I guess this guy. Okay, so the attorney for Trevor Bauer asked a woman why she left out dozens of key facts in her petition for the 5-year restraining order against the pitcher. The exchange during Sean Holly's cross-examination of the woman came in her second day of testimony. So Sean Holly is Bauer's lawyer. So I have to say, you know, earlier, when we first started talking to Rick, I said, Busby's the guy in the Watson trial against Harden, right?
Who's actually having a big press conference tomorrow morning.
Is he? And that's about, he's got more bad news for Deshaun Watson?
Or he's going to, you know, go back at the other guy who's been, you know, talking about Deshaun. Who's the other lawyer who's representing all the girls in the Watson case?
Well, Busby.
Harden. Harden, right?
Yeah, Rusty Harden.
Yeah, he's the guy. So Busby's having a press conference tomorrow morning.
Well, that'll be interesting. So, that'll make for some nice juice on Coast to Coast. What do you think of this chick's chances of beating Trevor Bauer in court? Now, remember, this is just a hearing.
All this is about a restraining order. That's all this is about. That's where I'm kind of in the camp that you are, that he's going to get off on this thing, because there hasn't been any criminal charges against him. They haven't come and arrested him. They haven't done anything of the such to him. And it's been, what has it been? Months 3 months since she first made a complaint about this, and he hasn't been arrested for anything. So I'm kind of siding with you that, I mean, this guy's a total D, and people are going to look at him in a certain way for the rest of his life, but I don't think that he's going to do any kind of jail time for anything that's happened here.
What do you think of the obviously, the Dodgers never knew, right? That they, when they gave him $102 million, they never knew that he had these problems. But, you know, we've already heard there's other people that have accused him of doing similar stuff.
Yeah, in Ohio.
Ohio and whatever a few years ago, right? So it turns out that, I mean, if any of that is true, if it's true, which I believe fully that it's true with what happened to the girl in San Diego. I mean, there's no doubt. He's already admitted he did it. So what I'm saying is, if it's true what happened in Ohio a few years ago, then you're looking at, I mean, this guy's, he's a freak. He's a predator. And I've already said he's a predator. So, I mean, it just adds to it for me. Like, can you imagine that this guy has been doing all this kinky stuff, if you will. I mean, because that's, I mean, what else do you call it? I mean, it's graphic, it's kinky, it's torturous, it's, you know, any number of words you want to use for it. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't have the whole whips and chains out. You know what I mean? So he's in some kinky stuff. And when you start, you know, choking people and leaving them unconscious and beating them, allegedly. And he admitted he hit her. He admitted he did it. He admitted he choked her. He admitted he had sex with her multiple times. And then how do you shed that image? How do you ever change the court of public opinion on fans, media, baseball executives, front office, his own teammates? How do you change that predicament that he's dug his own grave? He's never going to shed that skin, Carver High, ever. And it's like, it's the same thing as I said before in a different facet, that he's finished. His reputation is finished. It's finished. He's
donezo.
Absolutely finished his reputation. No one will ever treat him the same again on his own team or anywhere else. I mean, they're going to call this guy a freak and a pervert and an absolute predator for the rest of his life. I mean, the only thing he's still got is he's not a sex offender. That's all he's got going for him now. He still hasn't had that tagged on him yet. Like Vasquez, the kid from the Pirates. He's a sex offender now for life. Once you get thrown in jail, federal jail for 2 years for what he did, you're finished. You're a sexual predator and you're a sex offender for life, registered. And if he loses this case, my guess will be that he'll be one too. Don't you agree? If he goes to trial, if he's arrested and goes to trial.
Yeah, we need to get to that point first. And it just seems like that's not happening right now. Like if you've had all the information for months, if you're the police department, and who knows what else they have that the public doesn't know about yet, but for there to not be any kind of arrest made at this point, you know, it's tough. These hearings for this whole week is just restraining order stuff, but he's never going to be able to get rid of this. Doesn't matter if he gets off, doesn't go to jail, doesn't get registered. He'll always have it hanging over him. Always.
How can you explain to me, honestly, how in God's name has the Pasadena Police Department had this for 3 months and not done an effing thing?
I don't know.
What are they doing all day? You know what they remind me of? They remind me of, and I'm just saying this jokingly, But they remind me of like the Hollywood division of the police department in the TV show Bosch on Prime, where they never, they just, you know, they're always close, but no cigar. You know, they show up right after the crime and they can't figure out what's happened here. Somebody's been killed. But how is it that the Pasadena division of Bosch, how are these morons not able to do anything to this guy? Like, are you kidding me? They've had this for 3 months. What kind of sandwich are they eating? How big is the hoagie they're eating with onions and with the vinegar and oil on it and salt and pepper that they've been eating for 3 months? What in the F are they doing for 3 months and still nothing? You know what that means? They're not going to charge him with anything.
Right. That's what just keeps sticking in my mind, unless there's other information that they have that the public does not know yet for one side or the other. And you would think if they would have some strong information on her side that he'd already be arrested. It's hard to know.
I think they think she's – do you remember when she said that I didn't want anyone to know because they'd think I was a slut? Well, that's exactly what they're giving her, slut status. They don't believe – they think that she literally consented to this and, frankly, asked for it. When you go once and do it, that's one thing. You go back for more, you lose the key to the room. I mean, honestly, there's no access at that point. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're treating her like. Like, she had it coming when she went back for a second time that she was all in on this. Because they would have already charged his ass, Mike. He's not getting arrested because they would have done it 2 months ago. How long does it take to investigate a case like this where they both consented to have sex? He beat her. I mean, what are they going to interview the towels in the room? Going to interview the maid? I mean, what are they going to do? See if they, you know, he did it at his house, at his mansion. And I mean, you know, I mean, who are they going to interview? They interviewed the chick at the hospital. And she said, I've never seen anything like it in 75 cases. What does the 75 cases have to do with this other than nothing? That's what a lawyer will say. What do you mean? You're talking about 75 other cases you've witnessed. That has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. I'm talking about this case, this girl, these cuts, her bruises. I don't care about anybody else. I'm not here to discuss other cases. I'm here to discuss this one. What are her injuries? Blah, blah, blah. They would have already arrested his ass, Mike.
I don't disagree. That's why I'm leaning the same as you. Nothing's going to happen to him. That's kind of just where I'm at right now. You know, they're going to do this, the restraining order hearing. And then if there's nothing after that, then, you know, does he get back to pitching for the Dodgers? I mean, what is he going to pitch again? Where does it end? I don't know.
That's a great question. Like, what will he go back to the Dodgers? Do you think they want him back?
Because the hearing ends Thursday, and his leave is up again on Friday.
You think he'll be pitching with the Dodgers next week? They could use his stuff, though. His stuff is filthy. So Mac McClung had 1 point tonight for the Lakers, and somehow that became a story. And I was just, when I saw that as a story, I you know, it really was amazing to me, Carver High, because the first thing I thought to myself was, here it is, the Lakers beat the Warriors, but they made a story out of Mac McClung being held to 1 point. They wrapped up their summer league slate. And they win despite trailing by 13 at the end of the third. Unfortunately, it wasn't the strongest final note for rookie Mac McClung, who scored just 1 point in 7 minutes while missing all three of his field goal attempts. He had an assist, but was a minus 22. I mean, here's the deal for you. First of all, how white is this guy And well, why are they so caught up in the Mac McClung saga in for some reason in the NBA? Like, here we go again with another Alex Caruso story. A white guy that everybody's getting all worked up about because he can dunk, and he's a little guard that can dunk. Meanwhile, he's basically trash. Is he really making that team?
Well,
is he really going to play on the Lakers? You got to be kidding me.
Well, here's the problem for Mac, and this is for not just him, but for a lot of kids who get some bad advice. Like, honestly, like, this dude, you know, he balled at Texas Tech. He played really well, one of the best players on that team. And you remember how he was going to transfer to Texas?
Yes.
Because Beard went over there, and then I guess he got a lot of heat for that. It's almost like then he goes and enters the draft, right? He's got another year of eligibility. He could have played college basketball for another season, got his stock up more, but he has people in his ear telling him, oh, no, you're going to get drafted. But guys who get drafted in the second round, you know what happens to them. For the majority of them, they play in the summer league. They don't get a lot of burn. And before you know it, they're out of the league, or they get cut, or they're playing in the G League. And they're like, it's just bad advice. Like, this is a dude who would have been better suited playing another year of college basketball. I don't care if it was at Texas Tech. I don't care if it was at Texas. It doesn't matter. He needed to play another year of college ball, and he didn't. And now, like you said, he scores 1 point in the summer league game. You know, he had, I think, one good game out of all of them there. And now he's going to be washed. He's probably not going to make the Lakers, even though they drafted him in the second round. He'll play in the G League. He'll bounce around, and before you know it, he's going to be playing in Europe or something. You know, and it's just bad advice. And he's not the only one. There's a lot of kids that happens to.
I mean, you're right. And do you think that I have never – I cannot even fathom. I don't remember ever seeing a story after a team wins a meaningless game where they actually wrote a story about some white guy having 1 point in the game. Whose idea was it to write a story about Mac McClung's egg that he fried tonight in the final summer league game? That fried egg with the, I'll take the yolk hard, please. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why that's a story. What, do we expect something else out of Mac McClung? Like some big, what, 20, 30 point game? I mean, honestly.
Nonsense.
It really is. Like, you know, I'll say this as well. They played all these games tonight in Vegas, and really, am I wrong? Only one of them mattered, and it didn't even matter. I mean, I know people are getting excited about there's your boy, Polar Bear, I think. Is that he just hit a two-run shot against the Giants. It's 3-2, though, Giants. They're still up. In the eighth inning, he just hit a two-run homer. Your boy, the Polar Bear, in a 3-0 Giant lead. It's now 3-2, and there's one out in the eighth, and that was a big home run for Alonso. There you go. Anyway, my point being, there was only one game that mattered, and that was the championship game between the Kings and Celtics, and even that game was an egg, and the Kings blew him out. It is what it is, and all the rest of those games – who gives a rat's ass? I mean, honestly. But I did want to ask you about Embiid's contract. Did you think I was crazy today when I talked about that guy getting paid that kind of money for another 4 years? They already owed him $63 million. They gave him $196 million or something like that, $194 million. So they owe him like $250 million through 26, 27, something like that. He plays 70% of their games. And, I mean, not only has he not won anything, he hasn't even won any of the cheesy hardware in the NBA that gives people accolades and all the, you know, glory, you know, MVPs and all this other stuff. Sixth man. I mean, he hasn't won anything.
You can't win regular season awards when you don't play the entire regular season. It's hard. Like, there was times this year where people were like, he's the favorite to win the MVP. Oh, he just missed 15 games. He's not the favorite anymore. Somebody else is because they actually play.
So his problem is he can't win any awards because he's never on the floor. So that's his issue. And then when you get to the playoffs, sometimes his fault, sometimes it isn't, but they always wash out. Now, it's hard for me to get crazy about the money that he got because, I mean, everybody gets this money now. I mean, who didn't get $200 million in the NBA this offseason on an extension? Like, seriously, like every – I mean, Trae Young got two – what did he get? 188 also?
205.
I mean, 205. I mean, and I love Luka, believe me, but Luka ain't done nothing in this league yet either. And he gets $207 million. You know, everybody makes $200 million now in the NBA, whether you've won anything or not. So I guess that's the going rate. Be nice for him to actually win something and stay on the court. But we know that that's not going to be possible with him, either of those things.
So I told you today I thought Smart's deal was better, 4 years, $77 million, for what they get out of Smart, as opposed to what's the difference between what the Sixers get out of Embiid and what the Celtics get out of Smart. I mean, Smart plays his ass off. He's gotten way better at the offensive end, knocking down shots. And he's a defender first and a tough guy and a, you know, team leader, badass, physical presence for a little guy. He plays his ass off, and they got him for $77 million. And the other guys, Embiid's a guaranteed contract, guaranteed. All he's getting all that money, whether he's injured or not. He's already had all kinds of injuries and bad knees, and you just guaranteed him $250 million because they owed him $63 million. I mean, I think they're going to get roasted on that deal. I think they're going to get roasted. I bet he's like, do you even think he'll fulfill that contract? Do you think he'll be playing in 26-27?
he'll still
be on the floor then? Because I have my serious doubts.
It's, you know what? With how often he gets injured and how many ailments he's had, it's tough to say. It's tough to say. You can't trust it. He's always hurt. There's always something nagging. It just never ends with the dude. He's made of glass. He is made of glass.
They said that they have no choice. People are saying they had no choice but to give it to him. And I'm like,
no choice.
You know what? They also had another choice, and they couldn't make that either, to get rid of Simmons.
Well, they can't get – I mean, nobody wants – the dude's a hack. I mean, and that, I saw that report. He's going to show up at camp. Well, of course he's going to show up at camp. See, he can run around all summer and tell, you know, whoever he wants to tell that, you know, I don't like Doc and I don't like Embiid. You know, I'm not going to text him back. I don't like the organization. But you know what happens when you don't show up at camp? You don't get your check, right? Isn't that why we got Deshaun Watson running around in Houston at Texans camp doing nothing? Because what happens when you don't show up? You don't get paid. So as much as Ben Simmons wants to run around and be mad that you know, they talked bad about him at Doc and everybody talked bad about him, well, you're going to show up because you're going to make $40 million next year. So you'll be there.
So what do you think of – are you excited for Christmas Day with my five-pack Shakur of games, including the Nets and Lakers? Are you kidding me? From Lipstick City, the Nets playing, Brooklyn going to Lipstick City to take on the Lakers at 8 Eastern. How juicy is that game on ABC?
I'll be into that. That's a good Christmas Day slate, and that's a really good 8 o'clock game for them, that Net Laker game. Because here's the best part. It's early in the season, so most of the guys won't be hurt yet. So that's also going to play into it. Now, is there an NFL game this year on Christmas Day? I forget. I'm going to check right now. There is. There is. There's two games, actually, on Christmas Day this year. You have Browns, Packers, and Colts, Cardinals on Christmas Day.
Browns, Packers, and Colts, Cardinals?
Yes. Doubleheader on Christmas Day. 4:30 and 8:15.
So we're going to watch Easton play on Christmas Day because Carson Wentz will have another catastrophic injury by week six, and he'll be finished for the year. We'll be watching Easton.
Yeah, let me tell you, that game.
What a thrill that'll be. I'd rather watch Santa's elves play quarterback.
That night game on Christmas Day, that's got a chance to be a bad game. That Colt Cardinal game's got a chance to be a real bad game. Now, Browns-Packers, good game. I like that game. That the 4:30 game is good, but
where is that game?
That game's in Lambeau.
I mean, Rodgers is going to light them up. I don't care who they got.
I don't disagree.
Baker Mayfield's not beating Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not losing on Christmas Day at Lambeau Field. They'll be throwing snowballs and getting hammered. They're going to kill him. Lay it down now.
But I got a feeling that night game, you'll be flipping over to Nets-Lakers quite a bit. That could be a rough football game. Colts-Cardinals.
I'm not watching that crappy second game. I'm watching the Nets and Lakers. Are you kidding? Like, I mean, it's not even a question. How about opening night, the Nets and Bucks in Milwaukee?
Yeah, look, that was probably the best series of the playoffs, right? I mean, I thought that, you know, it goes seven games. You got the defending champs. You've got the high-powered Nets with their big stars. That's a pretty good opener.
You know, the Nets.
And then they go to LeBron and Steph in the second game, you know, two teams that didn't even get out of the first round. You got to go LeBron and Steph in the late game, of course.
But I think the Warriors have, like, the fifth-best odds to win the title this year.
They're on them instantaneously
with your boy Klay Thompson coming back.
I think the Warriors are back this year. Warriors are back.
I think they put, you know, actually, I don't know. I hope to see Klay Thompson play really well. You already know Steph will. It's the rest of those bums that I don't trust.
Yeah, the supporting cast isn't as good as when they won.
It really is. But a lot of people think the Nets were a toe away from, you know, going to the finals. When they lost to the Bucks on KD's two instead of a three by a toe. Little toe jam music.
I do think the Nets probably would have beat the Hawks, and I think they probably would have beat the Suns.
Yeah, I think the Nets would have killed him. Because
I think that KD would have did it on his own, too.
They wouldn't have even needed the other two guys. Tying up the Dodgers here. You like that, don't you?
The Buccos showing some life.
Reynolds with a double scores Hayes, and then Reynolds scored on a Stallings fielder's choice grounder to third. 2-2 Bucks and Dodgers out at the Ravine on a bench. So there's plenty of day ball tomorrow, Carver High. You got Cubs and Reds in the Queen City at 12:35 East. Indians Twins in Mini 110. Padres Rockies at Coors 310 East. 110 out there. Mets Giants 3:45 East. 12:45 in the City by the Bay. 4:05 Jays Nationals. Those are all day games. And right now, by the way, the Yankees moved ahead of the A's 2 percentage points, so the Yankees would have a home game now in the wild card. A's have the 2 spot, and then the Red Sox have the 3 spot. They all have the same record now, but it's Yankees, A's, Red Sox right now for the wild card. Pirates, Dodgers are 2-2 in the top of the fifth, runners on first and second, 2 outs. Diamondbacks lead the Phillies 3-1, bottom 7 in Zona. Giants up 3-2, bottom 8 on the Mets after Alonso's 2-run shot. Yankees swept 2 from the Red Sox. Nationals doubled up the Jays 12-6. Angels 8-2 over the Tigers. Braves 12-14. They won 2-0 over the Marlins. Rays 10-0 over the O's. Cubs beat the Reds 2-1. Brewers 2-0 over the Cardinals. Mariners 3-1 over the Rangers. Indians 3-1 over the Twins. Royals 3-1 over the Astros. White Sox 9-0 over the A's. And the Rockies finish off the Padres 7-3. The Padres lead still over the Reds 1.5. For the second wild card in the National League. We're going to be doing that every day from now until the end of the season, the first few days of October. I think it's October 3rd, something like that. We're going to be checking wild cards every day, baby, because they are heating up like the hot August days we're having now and heat waves all over the country. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.